just notice your breathing. We always start with just noticing breathing. And I was telling Bill yesterday about, I realized how I always start these meditations off with a reference to nature, what I've been experiencing in nature lately. And I realized that's where I go to connect with the Creator. And I want to do that before I'm guiding a meditation. So, slow, deep belly breathing. Gradually put your belly out a little bit more with each breath until it's all the way out. And then you can pull your shoulders back and take in more air by expanding the rib cage, increasing the oxygen flow into the blood that causes the complete relaxation. In that relaxed state, we're open in the present moment. We come alive. So on my daily walks, I've been seeing this particular bird that didn't live where I lived before. Beautiful orange and black and a little white on the wings. And looked it up this morning. It's an eastern towhee. And one was outside my window singing away in the rain this morning. Light rain didn't hold it back. It was just singing away. And it saw me looking through the window, and we had a moment. We looked into each other's eyes. And I said, I appreciate your people, you know, your family are beautiful, so beautiful. I've never lived where you live before. I'm so glad you're sharing this space with me. And it fluttered a bit, like, this is kind of weird, I should probably fly away. They're very good at hiding in dense cover. They're ground feeders, I read this morning, getting insects and such off the ground. I see them on my walks along the greenway in the thick brush and undercover. That's where they live. And put their ground, their nest right on the ground in there. In that thick cover, underneath feet, many feet of dense greenery, sitting on their eggs in its nest. Raise 4 or 5 cycles of children in this area in a year. Gentle rain came this morning, just enough to wash the leaves off, bring everything to life. The sacred water. Water that washes our eyes with tears. And tears that contain molecules releasing the pain, taking the pain out of our body. Ancient grandmother came to an elders gathering from South America about 30 years ago. Said she had just left a friend's house in the U.S. who had a brain tumor, a big one that was killing her. She said she gathered the grandmothers together around the fire in the jungle there in South America before she came here. She told them the story of what a great person this lady was, this friend of hers in America. How sweet she was, and how she helped so many people, and her family was so distraught over her fading. All the grandmothers, she said, were crying. And she took a little glass tube vial thing, and she went around and she scooped their tears off their faces into that little vial, she said. She brought them to her friend. She rubbed them into her friend's forehead while praying for her, adding a few fresh tears of her own. It was the day before a checkup with her doctor. As you might have guessed, the next day the tumor was gone. So there are things in our life that make us cry, heal us. We laugh and tears come out in joy. We cry and tears come out in sadness. And the sacred water gives us life. And we take it in. And it comes out in sweat and purifying our bodies. The ocean being the same specific gravity as the water in our body, where we came crawling out of the ocean in the ancient past. We hear the sounds of the waves when we go to the beach, and it reminds us of that day when we crawled out of the water. Gradually come back to this room. It helps to wiggle a little bit, get anchored back in your body. Thank you so much, Creator, for this opportunity to share with these beautiful people. Metta kriya oyasena.